Good evening, listeners. Well, tonight we have a very special guest who some of you may remember from an earlier episode. Mr. Sticky John, who was running a drug operation on the banks of the Kokosing River, selling the eggs of a trapped kraken. Riddletoad and I liberated...
Stole.
Took the kraken. Anyway, apparently he's decided to reform. He'll be joining us in the booth to talk about his former occupation and the lethally addictive world of magical drugs. I have to confess, folks, I'm pretty excited. This is our first live, on-air, honest-to-God, live, real interview we've done live in the studio.
Mordecai, literally no one but you is excited by that.
Alright, so let's just dive right in. So, Mr. John, welcome to the show.
Good evening, radios.
Mr. John, we actually don't need to use the same mic. You can use that one over there.
Ah, I see. Fancy.
Sure. So, Mr. John. Oh,
please, call me the Stick. Or Stick. Or Sticky. You know, I'm generally fine, as long as it's arboreal.
So, the Stick. you've seen this dangerous black market industry firsthand. What should the public know?
Ooh, let me tell you, Morty, the wacky water balloons ain't no joke.
Sorry, the what?
The paralarva of paradise. The sweet jigglies?
That's what you were selling, right? The kraken eggs.
The tentaculous delight, yeah.
Right. So, the Stick... What exactly makes them so dangerous?
Well, I'll tell you. Whatever the best thing that ever happened to you in your whole life was, it was actually garbage. Marriage, birth of a child, wandering around the bleed between reality. It don't matter. The sweet cephalopods got it beat by a South Dakota mile.
But they're very bad for you.
Oh, sure. They'll give you an unparalleled divine experience that'll redefine your true life existence. But after 300 or 400 of them...
100?
Yeah, the... chance of a problem might be slim. You might partake in the Wiggly Jimbos for decades just fine, but you gotta remember that you do have an itty-bitty chance of...
Oh, wait, this can't be right. Ned, can you fact-check this?
I'm on it.
Mr. Kai, please, I'm an expert.
Okay. What exactly are the negative effects of kraken egg consumption, and why should people avoid them?
I don't see any reason why you and me should get into the old nitty-gritty. I just think it's important that all of your listeners know that they shouldn't go down to the docks any time between, say, 6 and 10 p.m. on Sunday nights. If they were to do that sort of a thing, they may find a handsome, mysterious stranger there willing to sell them some of the stuff at a reasonable price.
Yeah, okay, this book says kraken egg consumption has a decent chance of causing death, lethal parasitism, or something called sea madness?
Never heard of it. I tell you, folks, I've never heard nothing but glowing reviews. Glowing.
Wait, are you... Is this a sales pitch?
No, of course not. If this were a sales pitch, I'd say something about our financing plans or our limited time offer on Clementine Bonanza.
I can't believe this. We're done here. Get out of the studio.
Look, I just want all the junior radios out there to know about the devastating effects that... might follow a delicious and affordably priced helping of the gelatinous jubilee.
Get out.
All right. Here's my card.
This is Tree Bark.
See you guys next week.
Ned?
Yeah, I'm ending it.
Okay, listeners, thanks for tuning in. We might skip the live interviews from now on. I think that's it for this week. I'm Mordecai Dogwood, and this was the magical history of Knox County.
6 to 10, by the river.
Get out.